Hello, beautiful people, and welcome to this week's weekly guidance starting Monday, the 30th of September, all the way through to Sunday, the 6th of October. I just actually recorded this session. Well, I thought I did anyway, and then I had recorded it in a different place and I couldn't find it to publish it. So I need to re-record it, which is fine. I mean, these things happen. So let's get stuck into it. Before we do start, though, I'd really, really like to remind you all to please, please just take what resonates and leave anything else. I am not a professional guidance reader, although I do believe I possess a beautiful gift with reading oracle cards for people. You know, I'm by no means a professional, and I don't get paid to do it. I just really, really love giving guidance to people, and I feel that it can help them in their day-to-day life. So let's get stuck into it. I have drawn all the cards for the week, and it's a beautiful bunch. And Monday starts with actually, the first card that was drawn for Monday was the Quartz Amplifier card, which is an enhancer card and means I need to redraw another card to go with it. And anything that does get drawn after it is amplified from beautiful clear quartz, the energy of clear quartz. So the card that came up for Monday after that was actually Tiger. And Tigers come into our reading today to remind us on Monday to stop rushing. Slow down and allow Tiger to help you catch your breath and restore your energy levels. What a beautiful message for our Monday to start the week. And we all just find ourselves sometimes just rushing around too much. Tiger's just coming in. He's just plodding on in his chill little way, going, "Hey, stop rushing around. Slow down. And allow me to help you catch your breath and restore your energy levels. Thank you, Tiger." We will remind ourselves to do this on Monday. Tuesday, we have the Twin Flames and Love. An increase of love and connection in relationships, including relationship with self. So these relationships, it could be a lover's relationship, but not necessarily a lover's relationship. It could be any kind of relationship we have with anyone in our life, friendship relationships, brothers, sisters, siblings, friends, and including relationship with self. So the Twin Flame card has come to us to give us some guidance this Tuesday to remind us of love, and that we may have an increase of love and an increase in connection in all our relationships, including relationship with self. So look out for that on Tuesday. There's a beautiful message of love there to be remembered. Moving on to Wednesday, Amelia. We have Amelia, the spiritual surgeon, and she comes to us on Wednesday to remind us to listen to our bodies, to avoid toxins and replace with nourishing and fresh alternatives. So our bodies, they're our temples, and we really, really need to look after them. And we really, really need to be mindful of what we're putting into them, with what we eat and drink specifically. And Amelia is coming to us for a little bit of spiritual surgery to say, "Hey, stop eating those crappy foods and those crappy drinks that aren't making you feel very good about yourself. And start making some better choices with your food and drinks. Replace your bad choices with better ones, with more nourishing ones, with more fresh alternatives, and perhaps see how much better you feel in doing so. So that's our guidance from Amelia, the spiritual surgeon, on Wednesday. Moving on to Thursday, we have some beautiful dolphins card and emotions. The dolphin calls to you. Listen to those stirrings within your heart. A time of great emotional healing. What a beautiful card. Thank you, beautiful, beautiful dolphins, for that message. We will remember on Thursday to listen to the stirrings within our heart. Those inner dialogues that are telling us, trying to tell us something. We have to really, really stop and listen to them. And if we do, it could be a time of great emotional healing. How beautiful for our Thursday. On Friday, we have whale sacred song. Whale guides us to gather more momentum and motivation in our lives and dive into the depths of the unknown. I love that. I love whale's guidance for Friday, asking us to gather some momentum and gather some motivation in our lives so we can dive into the depths of the unknown. So many people do not, they have a fear of the unknown. They have a fear of change. I actually love to welcome in change, and I love the unknown, because who knows what's on. That's exactly what the unknown is, isn't it? Just dive on into it, and something really fantastic might be on the other end of it. Who knows? Whale and its sacred song is enticing us to do that, to gather momentum and motivation in our lives and dive into the depths of the unknown. Thank you, whale. That was our Friday guidance. Saturday, we have a beautiful star being card. Arion, the star being, has a message for us, and it is to be open to receiving messages from the stars in your dreams or meditations. How gorgeous! I wish you guys could see the illustrations on these cards. Oh, by the way, I'm reading from a Leanne Peters deck called Temple of Balance Oracle Cards. And they're a beautiful deck, actually. I haven't used them for a long time. And I really felt called to using them for this weekly guidance. So Saturday's guidance is from Arion the Star Being, and it is to be open and mindful to receiving messages from the stars in your dreams or meditations. So also probably a little bit of a guidance to maybe pay attention to our dreams a little bit more when you wake up on Sunday morning, because you might have, there might be a message in there from somebody who's crossed over to the spiritual realm, that from a loved one or something like that, or a message perhaps in, if you're into meditating and you go and do some meditating on Saturday, pay special attention, because there could be some special message coming to you that day. And that's just, yes, I like that card. It's a beautiful message. And finishing up on Sunday, the 6th of October, we have Platypus. And platypus is all about action. What a gorgeous little creature the platypus is. Stay focused. And it's an Australian creature too, for all my listeners that may be international and not Australian. I am from Australia. Platypus says on Sunday to stay focused and take the appropriate steps to fulfill your mission, for either now or for your future. What a gorgeous reminder, Platypus. Thank you so much for reminding us on Sunday to stay focused and take the appropriate steps in our lives, whatever that means to you. to fulfill your mission for either now or for your future. An amazing way to end today's or this week's guidance, this podcast episode. Thank you so much for being with me today. I know I haven't been around for a little while, but I'm back, and I will be doing this particular podcast on a weekly basis, probably on a Monday, and do the guidance from whatever deck card deck I feel called to at the time. I have about 20 decks at the moment, and my deck collection is always growing because I have an absolute adoration for them. I love reading from them. I love getting guidance from them. I love, I just ask anyone. I love my Oracle decks. So thank you for being with me. Thank you for sharing in the readings today. Thank you for sharing your beautiful energy and allowing me to share my energy with you. I hope something resonated with you today and you've taken something beautiful away for your week. Hope you have a fantastic week. I hope you find so many things that make you smile and laugh and give you all those warm, fuzzy feels inside where you just think life is perfect. Yes. So, till next time, my lovelies, stay beautiful, keep smiling, and I will see you very, very soon. Bye bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.